Today FM's Dermot and Dave.
Maria, what's on TV? This better be good or you are fired.
So tell us about this dating show. It sounds like Ready, Steady, Cook on Viagra.
Yeah, and it also, it's like, it's a mix of Ready, Steady, Cook and Dinner Date. I don't know if you've ever seen Dinner Date, have you?
No.
It's so good. It's basically the single person picks from three menus from five menus. Mm. And they get cooked this dinner by the person that has put together the menu. Okay. And then at the end of the three dates, they pick who they want to go on a proper restaurant date with. And then the other two get a frozen meal delivered to their door. So it's anyway, that's brilliant. I love watching that. But this one is called Love Bites. Or Love Bites? Love Bites.
Oh,
Love Bites.
Works both ways.
Works both ways. ITV2 today at 6 o'clock. And it's Scarlett Moffat. And basically, three people get given a box of mystery ingredients. And they have to cook whatever they can out of that. Mm. And then the single person then picks the meal that they like the best. And that's the person then that they're matched up with.
Right, so, I mean, they're assuming that the food is a good... I mean, do they get to see the person before they cook? Like, do they sit down with the person who cooked the meal or do they just eat the food?
I think they just get the food. I don't... It doesn't say.
Does it matter to you whether your partner would be a great cook?
I would like Johnny to cook.
did my wife pay you to say that? So I'm getting a lot of that.
Yeah, we message all the time, you and your wife.
I think my wife, Karina, hates it when, first of all, I talk about her on the radio, so I'm already in trouble. But
yeah, I get it in the neck as well for that.
She hates when I cook a meal like I did over the weekend, and then I practically want to be on a podium getting a medal and a bunch of flowers.
What did you cook?
Because I just like a chicken curry. I make a nice Indian curry. But I was like, oh my God, falling into bed. I'm so exhausted. I cook lunch and dinner today. And she's just like, I'm going to kick you in the head. Because I do it every day. And I don't walk around going, I'm knackered after that. So I get it. Okay, I get it. I'm learning.
Yeah. No, well, I don't think they get to see the people. I think they pick from the meals. And I mean... I don't know what the ingredients are. It is like Ready, Steady, Cook, which I used to love watching, even when I was younger. Because you go, ooh, what are they going to make out of that?
Last episode of The Undoing tonight,
yes.
Which is the one with Hugh Grant and Nicole Kidman. Definitely recommend it. Kind of a psychological thriller. Six parts
so
to it.
Good.
And part six is tonight, Sky Atlantic.
Yeah, there was a lot of people now said that the first episode was very slow. I didn't find it slow. I was in it straight away. So I don't know whether... Everyone thinks it's amazing, but I think it's one of the best series I've watched in a long time.
There's a few holes in it in terms of how they react, how the characters react to certain events, but it definitely is gripping enough that myself and the missus have been watching it, and we rarely watch stuff together, but we're quite excited about this one.
Yeah, so you're going to sit down tonight, 9 o'clock, Sky
Atlantic.
Yeah,
although I might be cooking toast or something, which might make me exhausted.
Also, today on Channel 4 at 9 o'clock, A Very Royal Christmas, Sandringham Secrets. So this looks at how the royal family celebrate Christmas. What happens, you know, on Christmas Day there? Like, what kind of presents do they give each other? Historical traditions and why Monopoly has been banned from royal Christmases for over 10 years. They're not allowed to play Monopoly, but I don't know why. You'll have to watch the TV show.
Well, because like every family, they'd punch the head off each other.
I can't imagine that.
That's why it was banned in my house for years.
One must not rob the bank.
Mama's stealing from the bank. It wasn't me, it was the corgis. Did I see over the weekend that the royal family are lodging an official complaint to the makers of The Crown?
Yeah.
That they're showing the royal family in a bad light. So, and I was like sniggering away going, hello? The real royal family, not
but they want
Prince Andrew, anyone? Like, should you not be more focused on the real stuff?
They basically want this is fictional stamp put on the end of all the series. This is fit because... Maybe it's not. Maybe some of it is dramatized, but we're all taking it as fact, you know, because we weren't there to see what actually happened. So that's what they want. They want a fictional stamp put on the end of everything.
Yeah, but even when you watch something that says this is based on loosely based on true life events, you're like, every bit of it is true.
Well, yeah, I believe whatever. It. Yeah. And then there's a really interesting documentary on, it's on Sky Arts tonight at 7. It's called Leonardo the Works. So imagine being this iconic that people are celebrating the 500th anniversary of your death. 500 years ago he died. But it's basically, it's a look at the Mona Lisa, the story behind it, all Leonardo da Vinci's, all his other work and his life story and everything. So I think that's an interesting one to watch.
I think there might be some people disappointed that Leonardo the Works isn't just DiCaprio with his kit off. You had their hopes raised there.
I know, sorry. 7 o'clock, Sky Arts.
Is that it?
Yep.
Thank you, Maz. 087-4100-102 for telly comments or anything else. Today FM.
Maria, what's on TV? That was pretty good. Now put on the kettle.
They weren't there to see what actually happened. So that's what they want, a fictional stamp put on the end of everything.
Yeah, but even when you watch something that says this is based on loosely based on true life events, you're like, every bit of it is true.
Well, yeah, whatever. Yeah. And then there's a really interesting documentary on, it's on Sky Arts tonight at 7. It's called Leonardo the Works. So imagine being this iconic that people are celebrating the 500th anniversary of your death. 500 years ago he died, but it's basically, it's a look at the Mona Lisa, the story behind it, all Leonardo da Vinci's, all his other work and his life story and everything. So I think that's an interesting one to watch.
I think there might be some people disappointed that Leonardo the Works isn't just DiCaprio with his kit off. You had their hopes raised there.
I know, sorry. 7 o'clock, Sky Arts.
Is that it?
Yep.
Thank you, Maz. 087-4100-102 for telly comments or anything else. Today FM.
Maria, what's on TV? That was pretty good. Now put on the kettle.
Dermot and Dave. Listen live, on air, from 9 a.m. weekdays on Today FM.